This is Insight on WRKF. I'm Amy Jeffries.
There were four suspects in the rape of Lindy Simpson, a crime that occurred directly on top of the sidewalk of Piney Creek Road, the same sidewalk our parents had once hopefully carved their initials into years before as residents of the first street in the Woodland Hills subdivision to have houses on each lot. It was a crime impossible during the daylight, when we neighborhood kids would have been tearing around in go-karts, coloring chalk figures on our driveways, or chasing snakes down into storm gutters. But at night, the streets of Woodland Hills sat empty and quiet, except for the pleasure of frogs, greeting the mosquitoes that rose in squadrons from the swamps behind our properties.
That's how My Sunshine Away, the debut novel from Emma Walsh, begins. It's a suspense and a coming-of-age story set in an idyllic suburban neighborhood, unsettled when a teenage girl, the narrator's boyhood crush, is attacked. Specifically, the novel is set in Baton Rouge. That's where Emma Walsh is from, but he now lives in New Orleans, where he's the director of the Creative Writing Workshop at UNO. Do you want to be called a Baton Rouge writer or a New Orleans writer?
Oh, well, I'm from Baton Rouge. I wouldn't think of it either way, but I'm definitely from Baton Rouge. I mean, I work in New Orleans now, and we've only lived there for about a year and a half, you know. So I was born and raised here, you know. Went to high school here, went to LSU. Baton Rouge guy.
Did you imagine that you would write your first novel and set it in your hometown in Baton Rouge?
No, I don't really know if I had that that goal, you know, from the very beginning. I had two other novels that I kind of tried to write and failed miserably, you know, after, you know, a lot of time on them and just realizing they were terrible ideas. But for a long time, I've been setting most of my stuff just in Louisiana. So, I mean, I don't think the goal was always I'm going to write a Baton Rouge novel, but once I started, it made a lot of sense. I mean, it's the place I know better than any other place.
In this book, you've got the mystery of who perpetrated this terrible crime, this rape of this 15-year-old girl, and also the question of how can this happen here? And the narrator asking himself, what does that mean for me and for my story in this place?
A lot of times the neighborhood or the place we grew up that we cast in such a, you know, kind of delightful light is partly because we don't know how complicated adults are, you know, and what's actually going on. You know, when you're a kid and you go to your best buddy's house and you guys are just playing with G.I. Joes or whatever, you have no idea what their parents do, you know, for a living. You're not thinking about that. You have no idea what kind of drama typically is going on in their lives or what their histories are like. And so there's that tension between that, you know, how you lived your life then, and then when you go look back at it and you realize, well, I was in a house with someone whose father was an alcoholic or whose father was, you know, you didn't know that then, right? And so it's kind of, to me, interesting.
My Sunshine Away has been referred to in some of the reviews as a truly Southern novel. Do you think of it that way? And if so, what do you think that means?
I think of it that way only in terms of like the setting. You know, I mean, I think that, yeah, there's an urge to talk about the kind of like Southern tradition of storytelling, which I'm still not 100% sure exactly what that means. You know, I mean, but people want to say that if someone's from the South, that's fine. It's not anything I would ever shy away from. There's lots of great Southern writers out there, you know. But I think typically I would say it's Southern just because of the setting. I had an interviewer ask me if this story could take place anywhere else, and I think obviously plot-wise, yes, you know. However, I think that this narrator is very much from Baton Rouge, and I think he sees his story and the story of the relationship he has with the main character, Lindy, the girl. I think he sees it very much in terms of how Baton Rouge relates to the world, you know, and how people see Baton Rouge. And so in that way, yeah, I think it's very Southern. I think a lot of his identity is tied up to being from here. You know, there's several kind of chapters where he addresses, you know, the way people view the South or perhaps view Louisiana with, you know, in a way that they shouldn't, not really hearing the whole story. You know, there's a kind of urge on his part to say, you know, I don't actually like, you know, ride a boat to school or chase alligators off my porch every day. You know, we actually do have cars and houses and things like that there here. You know, it's not just, we don't just live in the swamp.
Yeah.
So I think part of his identity is tied to where he's from, sure. But plot-wise, it could happen anywhere.
In the early pages of the book, you use the word servitude to describe the little strips of grass between the houses or along the streets. Where I'm from, we might call that a berm or an easement or something else. So it struck me when I saw that word servitude that, wow, that is such a Southern word.
Yeah, I guess maybe there is some of that. I mean, it was interesting when they were... they did a, like an audiobook version of this, you know? And so I would get emails from the people that were making the audiobook saying, well, how do you pronounce this? You know? And so a lot of things I could understand would be like Boudreaux and, you know, words like that. But a lot of them would just be like names like Landry and things that we have all around here all the time. Then they would have, you know, what about like a jaffalaya? You know, I mean, and they would give me all these different phonetic possibilities, you know, achafalaya, you know, all sorts of different things. And so I guess in that way, you know, it was some of the things that we just take for granted as, you know, just our regular verbiage was like decoding a foreign language for them.
Did you get to come up with the title? I know that sometimes the publishers get to mess with that.
Yeah, no, that was my title. I didn't it didn't actually hit me until like the very end of the process, though. I'd always use it's, you know, it's from the song You Are My Sunshine, you know, the state song, Louisiana. And I'd always had that as like the epigraph at the beginning of the book. I mean, for years and years I was working on it. But it wasn't till like the near the end. I was sitting there at the table with my wife and I was like, oh God, I think I know the title. Just, I don't know. And ever since then it stuck. It made a lot of sense. And things just kind of clicked into place. It's felt like at least.
M.O. Walsh is the author of My Sunshine Away, which has just been released by Putnam. Thanks so much for sharing some of the book with us.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.